Okay, so Elul is upon us, and we can already see Rosh Hashanah in the distance. And one of the hachanas which we make during the Zman of Elul is the blowing of the shofar. And it's somewhat of a mystery why it is that we blow shofar during Chodesh Elul. It would seem that it's a preparation for the blowing of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, but if that's the case, then since when do we ever find an idea that we engage in a mitzvah or we practice a mitzvah because we're going to be doing it later? And do we take the lulav and esrog 30 days before Sukkot? Do we eat matzah 30 days before Pesach? In fact, the opposite is true. We refrain from eating matzah 30 days before Pesach so that we should eat it l'teyavon. So yes, there is a hefsik on Erev Rosh Hashanah that we don't blow the shofar to differentiate between the tkiyos, which are only just a minhag during the Chodesh of Elul, versus the tkiyos of Rosh Hashanah, which are deraisa. But we come to shul, and everybody's very inspired by listening to the shofar during Shachris, during the month of Elul. But for what? What is the nature of these tkiyos? And the question is, we have to ask ourselves, and this is the question that the Arizal asks when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, who blows the shofar? Of course, the tokeya blows the shofar, but what does that mean? Of course, Arizal is asking in a much deeper way, who blows the shofar? He's referring to a certain partzufin, al derech haKabbalah. He wants to know, but what's the significance of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah versus the shofar of Elul? What's the meaning of the shofar? What are we supposed to take from it? We're all familiar with the Rosh Hashanah, the very famous remez to Chodesh Elul, ani ledoidi vedoidi li. And this too needs explanation because Elul is a zman of tshuva. It's l'chayra, a time of yira, not a time of ahava, of doidim, which what ani ledoidi vedoidi li seems to suggest. Something to think about. And another thing which we do during Chodesh Elul is we say l'david Hashem ayri, and that complements the blowing of the shofar. They go together. And that means that every single word, every pasuk therein is screaming to us Chodesh Elul, and we have to try to understand what and how. We're going to focus on one part of it, the relationship between the David Hashem Ayri and Chodesh Elul, is something for us to take away from that experience. So let's begin with some of the Yesodis of the Arizal, and we're not going to go into Kabbalah, but just to break it down on our level to try to understand some of these Musagim. So the Yui explains in his Jewish and Shara Kavanas the inyan of the Soit Kiyas Shofar, the secret of the blowing of the Shofar. And the fundamental teaching of the Arizal is as follows. That the blowing of the Shofar and the whole inyan of Rosh Hashanah goes back to its source. Everything in Pnimiyas HaTorah means to return to source, to go back to the Shoresh. And when we look at things in their roots, we understand it in a completely different way. And that's really some of the beauty of Pnimiyas HaTorah. Try to understand everything in its source, in its origin. And Rosh Hashanah is, in its origin, the day of the creation of man. And there are very great mysteries and secrets in the creation of man. This is what's called in Soitus HaTorah, the secrets of Maisa Bereshis. The greatest secret of all is the creation of man, Adam and Chava. And Rosh Hashanah is not the first day of creation, as many make a mistake to think that it is. It's not Yom Rishon, it's Yom Hashishi. It's the day of creation of Adam and Chava. And the Ari explains that the entire Seder of Rosh Hashanah, primarily the blowing of the Shofar, has to do with the creation of Adam and Chava. And this is based on the Gemara in Ksuvis in the first Perek, which deals with this. And that Adam and Chava were created standing back to back. Du partzuf, in the Gemara calls it. They weren't facing each other. They weren't separate from each other. They were literally back to back. They shared one back. And the Ari explains that the secret of the Shofar is to separate Adam and Chava, this Ish v'Isha. The terms in Kabbalah are called Zer Anpin v'Nukva. We're not going to go down that Kav. But to separate the Ish v'Isha, and then after they are separated, to bring them face to face. So we'll go from what's called achor b'achor, standing back to back, And once that separation has been accomplished, which is what he calls the Nasira, to bring them face to face, so they should be looking each other in the face and be able to enjoy the relationship. Secondly, the Ari explains, and he's trying to understand the word shofar. And he has different ways of interpreting it. One is shofaris shel beitza, shofaris shel kana, which it's hollow, like the shofar is hollow, and the shofar, the word shofar, symbolizes that. But then he goes on to say, oy nikra shofar, the reason why it's called shofar, letam ha'adamas pnei hatakeya, the reddening of the face of the one who blows the shofar. And he has very great secrets about this in Kabbalah. But the fact that the takeya, that he takes a deep breath and is, and then he blows out, and with an intensity and very loudly and a very long breath, it causes his face to become red. And he has very deep secrets about the reddening of the face of the takeya. And he says this darkening, reddening of the face is the beauty of the Baal Tokeya, that the shofar has a way of bringing out the beauty of the one who blows it, which is really what it means, is that the richness and the inner beauty of the Adam, which is his neshama. Hadamas pnei hatakeya biyoshvi vishafrirus. That the word shofar is from the word shafrirus, which means beauty. And that's something which needs to be understood. So with that in place, let's turn our attention to the parsha, because everything is for reason, and if we read Parshas Ki Tzeitzeh, it has to do with Elul, it has to do with Rosh Hashanah. The parsha begins, Ki Tzeitzeh l'melchama o'elevecha. Then when we go to war, the Torah says, Unesanu Hashem alokecha biyadecha v'shavisa shivyoy. We are allowed to take captives in war. V'ra'isa v'shivyoy esha shifas tayar. You'll find in war a very beautiful woman, that this soldier who goes out to war has permission to take her as a wife. Even though she's a Goya, of course she needs to convert, and there's a process, but the Torah explains, bring her home, and to shave her head, she has to make herself very ugly to her capture. She has to cry for her father and her mother for 30 days. And after that, he's allowed to take her as a wife. This is, of course, a hint to Elul. Like we say in the David Hashem Ayri, we speak about going out to war. Im tokum alam milchama b'zayis ani b'teach. Elul is this man that we prepare for this great war which takes place in Rosh Hashanah. But of course, as the Racham HaKadosh tells us based on the Zohar, that it's referring to the war which we have with the Yetzer Hara. And what we see from these psukim is that when we go out to war with the Yetzer Hara, when we engage in battle during this time period, there's a secret which is called the Eisha Sifas Tayar. That we take this Isha for a wife. Now, of course, the mitzvah of Eisha Sifas Tayar is not no Geya Lemaisa. We can't practice this mitzvah today. There's no war, there's no Eisha Sifas Tayar, there's none of that. But in Pnimis HaTayar, there's a teaching that everything in Tayar is eternal. And it has a message for us today in Tafshin Pei Beis, almost Tafshin Pei Gimel, that there's a concept called Eisha Sifas Tayar. And what that means for us is that during this time period of tshuva, of going out to war, as the pasuk says, v'shavisa shevyoy, that it's an act of taking captive, but shavisa shevyoy is from the lashon of doing tshuva, that when we go out to war, it was incumbent, as we see in Parshas Shoftim, which we just read yesterday, that every chayil who went out to war had to engage in tshuva. Anybody who was afraid of his averes was sent back from the war. He couldn't be on the front lines. So v'shavisa shevyoy means that in the process of doing tshuva, we come in contact with the Eisha Sifas Tayar. And the Eisha Sifas Tayar, this beautiful woman, refers to the Svarim say, the Shechina. The Shechina. When we speak about our role in this world, our purpose in this world, it's to find the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is in a state of Hester Panim, He conceals Himself, and there's a lot of Sheker in the world, and especially this world, which is called Olam HaAtzila, it's filled to the top with all types of distractions and all types of corruptions and sheker. It's the Olam HaSheker. But beneath all that is the Shechinah Kedoshah. Hidden there, within the Hester Panim, we can find the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what we're here to do, to find Hashem. And Hashem's presence in this lower world is called the Shechinah Kedoshah. And every mitzvah and every single day is another step in that journey of finding Hashem. Finding Hashem in our lives, finding the Achdus Hashem. And that's what it means, that we go to war and through the process of tshuva we come in contact with the Shechinah Kedoshah. And this Shechinah is very beautiful because in order to find the Shechinah Kedoshah, like we see, that we have to take her apart. That and what that means for us, without going into detail, is that the challenges in our lives and the places which are most difficult, that's really where the Shechinah is. To recognize that everything is for the good. And be able to find the Shechinah Kedoshah in those places which we wouldn't think that we would find, like in the battlefield, that the Eishes of Asar, this woman, this is my Basheret. But yes, we find by Yehoshua and Rachav that Yehoshua went to war, and he married Rachav, and Rachav was a Zayna, but she essentially was an Eishes of Asar. And this is the secret of what we had said before, because Bekitzer, when we talk about who blows the shofar, what is the sound of the shofar? What is the difference between the shofar in Rosh Hashanah and the shofar during Elul? We have a hint from the Zohar, because the Zohar says, and the Arachem HaKadosh quotes it here, "Ubachsa es avia ve'es ima yerach yamim," that we had said that she cries for her father and for her mother for 30 days. And the Zohar says, "Da yerach Elul." This is referring to Elul, that the cries of the Eishes of Astayar take place in the month of Elul. And this is the sound of the shofar for 30 days, that the Shechinah HaKadoshah, that the Eishes of Astayar is crying. And the Shechinah is saying to Klal Yisrael, I'm looking for you. Listen to my sounds and to seek me out, because your purpose in this world is to find me. And when we speak about on Rosh Hashanah, the sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is when this process takes place, that we had said, that the Zachar and the Nekeva, they're standing back to back, and they need to be separated and to come together. So the Shechinah is crying because she's standing back to back with us. We're looking for her, and we're looking at this world, and we're like, where is the Shechinah Kedoshah? But little do we know that she's attached to us. She's attached to our back. And all we need to do is to separate ourselves and to turn around. But what is the process of separation? How do we separate ourselves? What are we separating from? And how do we turn ourselves around? And that's exactly what the shofar accomplishes. But the Ari explains, and this is really what the Pasuk is telling us, that when every shidduch is made, one of the difficulties in a shidduch and making and achieving shalom bayis is that he comes with his baggage and she comes with her baggage, and now they got to make it work. Now, what's his baggage and what's her baggage? His baggage is that he comes from a home of a father and mother who taught him certain things about life. And she comes from a home where she was taught certain things about life too. And now they have to build one home together, but he asks people to say about his teachings from his father and mother, okay, I'm taking all the good, I have to separate from the bad, but I have to say to my father and to my mother, I have to say that my main relationship is going to be with my wife, and she has to say the same thing to her parents. And that's very difficult and causes lots of shalom bayis issues, that the chassan and kala has to say, I love you, and you're the most beautiful people, and I can't thank you enough. But from this point on, he is to her, and she is to him. And that's what the Torah says. Black and white. Al kein yazov ish es aviv ves imay v'davak v'ishtay. That he has to say, see you later, to his father and to his mother. Of course, not actually, but in terms of hashkafa and in terms of his dedication and his devotion. And he's saying, v'davak v'ishtay. And that's the same thing which the Torah is telling here about Eishes of Astayar. Ubachsa es avia ve'es ima yerach yamim. She cries about her father and from her mother for 30 days. So build a Torah home together. That's what Chazal say, es avia ve'es ima is not just literal. It means her avodah zarah. But it means everything which is foreign to what she's going to need to build this home of Torah and mitzvahs, that the Shechinah should be present in the home. And that's the secret of the shofar, that they're standing back to back, because there's the separation from father and mother. There's the separation from the past in order to be able to build the present, which leads into the future. What she needs to do, al kein yazov ish es aviv ves imay, and what she needs to do, ubachsa es avia ves imay yarach yamim, and that's Elul, be able to come to Rosh Hashanah, and that's the Shofar Hashanah, which causes that separation and brings them panim b'panim. And that's really why the Shofar is called, like the Ari explains, from Lashon Yoifi v'Shofaris. Because if you take a look at the Targum, his Taich, how he explains the word Eshes Sifas Tayar, he calls it Itza Shapirta, the beautiful woman. Shapirta is the lashon of the shofar. But that's exactly what the shofar is. The shofar is that it's the Shechina calling on saying, Yidden, you're involved in tshuva during this time period. The whole purpose and process of tshuva is to find the Shechina, is to find the Arziva, is to find the Ribbono Shel Olam who is waiting for us, that we should be able to come close to each other. There's a remnant to this because before Shmona Esri every day, and you should know that all the secrets of what I'm explaining now, of course, Bekitzer, in terms of Elul and Rosh Hashanah, in terms of the Shofar, takes place every single day in davening. And before Shmona Esri, we say the Pasuk, Hashem Svasatifta Chufi Yagiti Lasecha. And the Baal Shem Tov has the following teaching. Hashem is an Aleph because it's Adonos, right? Aleph, Hashem Svasatifta Ufiyagiti Lasecha. Look at what the Baal Shem Tov does. He says, if you take the first letters here, Hashem, Adnos, which is an Aleph, Svasai, Shin, Sin, Tiftach, Tuf, it spells Eishes. Now he says, Fi Yagid Tehilasecha. Fi, Pei, Yagid Yud Tehilasecha Tuf, Yifas. So the Baal Shem Tov says, Hashem Svasai Tiftach Ufiyagiti Lasecha, Zvashi Tevas, Eishes Yifas. Every day during davening, we search, and that's the process leading up to Shmona Esrei. Come Shmona Esrei, we find the Eishes Yifas Tayar. That's the process. And that pasuk, Hashem Sosatif Tachof Yagiti Lasecha, we say before blowing the shofar too. Because that's exactly what shofar is. Hashem Sosatif Tachof Yagiti Lasecha. And the main place to find the Shechina HaKadosha is in the Beis Knesset and the Beis Medrash. That's what the Gemara says. La'olam yagiz adam yitzchav yitzhara. That there's a war which takes place between the yitzchav and yitzhara. And if a person feels like he's losing that war, the first place that he goes to is he runs to the Beis Medrash. Why does he run to the Beis Medrash? Because the answer is that you're looking for the Shechina, right? The Shechina can be found in the Shul and in the Beis Medrash. It's not just a place that we come together to daven and to learn. It's because since the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, the Shechina is in Golus. But the Zohar says, and there are many Chazal like this, that the Iker dwelling of the Shechina is in the Beis Knesset and the Beis Medrash. That's why we come here. Because learning out there, learning somewhere else, or davening somewhere else, the Shul is the place where the Shechina resides. Right? There's a big world out there, especially in Las Vegas. There's all types of distractions. But the center of Nevada is the Bate Knesset. Avas Torah? Avas Torah. The center here, Avas Torah, this is the real Las Vegas. Because this is where the Shechina is. Everything else is just distraction. Everything else is just noise. It's noise. It's just rash. But this is what Las Vegas is about. These Mekayim HaKadosh, because this is where the Shechina resides. If that's the case, this is where the Emes is. This is where the diamond lies within the rough. This is alluded to in what the Chazal Darshan in the beginning of Parashas Kadosh. Ish aviv v'imay tira'u v'shabsay say tishmayra. That a person has an obligation to respect, to fear his parents. But what if they tell him to do an aveira? Does he listen to them or does he listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So of course, the Torah says you have to fear your parents, but v'shabsay say tishmayra, you have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even at the expense of listening to our parents. And that's called v'shabsay say tishmayra. That stands higher than listening to our father and not to our mother. And that's really what we're trying to bring out of here, is that there's aviv, there's imay, and there's tiro. There's the fear, there's the respect which we have from them. But what stands above that? As shabsay say tishmar, the secret of Shabbos, which is the secret of the Shechina without going into it. But this is what the Gemara says, shloisha shutvin v'adam, that there are three partners in making man. There's the father, there's the mother, and then there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the main partner is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But many times we have to say goodbye to the outside world, to teachings from our parents even, which distract us, which pull us away from the dedication which we need to have in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chafetz Chaim was very fond of saying in Parshas V'zeis HaBrecha, in Talmidim who would leave their homes, have yigoylu l'makom toira, he would say that a person has an obligation to leave his father and mother and to go to yeshiva, like we find that when boys, girls, when they graduate high school, many of them go to Eretz Yisrael to learn toira. And that's part of the process of what he teaches to the Pasuk in Parshas V'zeis HaBrecha, which is the bracha that Moshe gives Bnei Levi, Ha'aymer la'aviv u'li'imay lori isif. He who says to his father and mother, lori isif, v'esachav lo yada, I don't know my brothers, I don't know my parents, and I go to learn Torah. Have you goyden l'makom Torah? And this is the idea of what we're bringing out now. And this is why, to be mekatzer, we spoke about L'davar Hashem Oiri. That in L'davar Hashem Oiri we speak about the war, but one of the psukim which we say in L'davar Hashem Oiri is, we say, Ki avi ve'imi azavuni, that my father and my mother have left me, v'Hashem yasveni, and Hashem gathers me up. That's the same lashon which we had said before. That we cry for our father and mother, that she has to say goodbye to avi ve'imi in order to come close to her new husband. And the husband has to do the same. Al-kein yazav ishes avi ve'imi v'davak be'ishta, and he's davak to his wife, he's davak to the Shechina. That a person says that I give away everything in order to come close to you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's nothing in my life which is more meaningful to you, that I should have this relationship for you. This is, of course, by the way, just parenthetically, why Elul begins the yeshivas. Right? It's called Elul's Zman. Why Elul's Zman? Does everybody return to yeshiva? Because we find the Shechina in the Beis Knesset and the Beis Medrash. That's where we find it. And we're going to spend a lot of time in Shul Rosh on Yom Kippur. That's because we could be blowing the shofar somewhere else. Why is shofar part of the davening? Why is Yom Kippur part of the davening? It means always being in the Shul, always being in the Beis Medrash. Why is that? Because the Shechina is there. Not just because it's the place to do Torah mitzvahs, it's because the Shechina is there. And the whole point of Torah mitzvahs is to connect to the Shechina. And when a person feels that Hashem is in his life, that's what means connection to the Shechina. So ha'omer la'aviv u'l'imay lo'i re'isiv, al'ken yaz aviv shel aviv ha'imay, u'bachsa aviv ha'imay ha'chamim. And like we had said from the David, we said, ki aviv v'imi yazavuni, v'Hashem yasveni. So we said before, what is the blowing of the shofar during Chodesh Elul? Is it a hachana for Rosh Hashanah? It is indeed a hachana for Rosh Hashanah, but the difference is that the shofar and Rosh Hashanah is the separation and the process of bringing them together. But the ubachsa esavi avyasim yechamim, like the Gemara says, that the sound of the shofar is the sound of cries. The cries of the Shechina are the cries in Elul, which Hashem is calling out to us from the shul where we blow the shofar, saying, search for me. Find me, listen to the sound, and follow the trail of the shofar till you find the Shechina, and that takes place in Rosh Hashanah. And as much as a person does tshuva and he searches for Kadosh Baruch Hu during Elul, he will be able to meet up with the Shechina in Rosh Hashanah and to enjoy that relationship which takes him through Chodesh Tishrei, but for the entire year. So with this we can explain Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li Rosh Hateves Elul. It couldn't be more obvious that Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li means that it's this kesher where he has to say to Aviv Imo, to the things of the past, I'm saying goodbye to those things which keep me away from the Shechina, and the Shechina says about her Avodah Zarah, says I'm going to dedicate myself to Klai Yisrael. Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li is exactly all the psukim and the message which we explained before, the process, the hachanas of the separation and the bringing of them upon him to separate from Aviv Imo, which they're looking towards Avi Imai, to make that separation and to bring them back, panim b'panim. So we explain the relationship between Parshas Kiseitze, and it's also merumis too in the Rosh Hateves. In here, in Kiseitze, not only is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li Rosh Hateves Elul, but there are many other Rosh Hateves, and one of them is, like we find here, it says, Kiseitze L'melchama Aleivecha, and Hashem will give it b'shavisa shivyai, and you'll see the eishes tefas toyar v'chashakta ba, and you'll desire her v'lakachta lecha leisha v'havesa el teich besecha lecha leisha lamed lamed v'havesa el Rosh Hateves Elul. And again, a short while later, tavoy aleu v'atel, you'll bring her into your home and take her as a wife v'haisa lecha leisha v'haya im leichafatzta ba. Again, lecha leisha V'haya im Rosh Hateves Elul. So twice in the parsha of Eishes Tefas Tayar, we find the Rosh Hateves Elul, because that's exactly what's taking place. We're finding the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're finding the Shechina, and we're forging that kesher with her together, Klai Yisrael and the Shechina Kedusha. So Chodesh Elul is also Gematria 385, which is Gematria Shechina, exactly, 385. And if you take the word Shechina and you make it bimilor, which means that you take the word Shechina and you spell out its letters, Shin Yud Nun, Chaf Pei, right, v'chule v'chule, it's Gematria Shofar, which means to say that who is the sound of the Shofar? The Shechina is the sound of the Shofar, and it's calling to us during this man, U'bachza, as it is, saying, search for me, seek me out, and we should be zeicha to truly listen l'shmaya b'kol shayfer, to understand very deeply the sound of the shayfer, and to rededicate ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we should be zeicha to see the ultimate fulfillment of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, with the building of the Beis Hamikdash and the coming Shech Tzidkenu. M'hir v'meinu amin v'amin.